there, welcome to Texans 360. My name is Drew Doherty with my good pal John Harris here in the Dig, the Texans digital studio. And you're looking fly. You win. Thanks, the fashion battle.
No. Look, pocket squares always win. Yeah, I know. Mine's sewn in.
All right, stop. The people are like, what are these two knuckleheads doing? Let's talk some football. We've got a big show for you. A lot of J.J. Watt in it. We've got some likes and stuff. But let's start with the week that was Super Bowl. Wrapped up.
Oh, yeah.
That was a heck of a game.
Certainly was.
Kind of wish both teams could have lost, being a Texans fan. But fantastic game. And the run-up to it featured some Texans on Radio Row at the award ceremony. Yeah. And one prominent one, the Houdini himself, Deshaun Watson. He had some good news. He's running. He's aiming for eight Super Bowls, which is music to our ears. But what were your impressions of what he said during the week of the Super Bowl?
I think one of my favorite ones was when he was on the Dan Patrick Show, and he was read a draft profile done by a good buddy of ours. And yes, they took out all the positives, and they had just the negatives. And they read it to him and said, okay, what do you think? And he went, I don't agree with any of that.
Right, right.
And that, to me, that I cracked up more than anything else. But it was just good to see him out and about. Now he's running. We saw a video of that. That's great. I mean, look, if we get Deshaun in OTAs, I mean, that would be fantastic. But that really, to me, doesn't matter. Just as long as he's ready for training camp and he's ready to
in
go
September,
then.
Yeah.
And 99 is ready to go then. And 59. And they're all ready to go in training camp. And they can hit the ground running by the time they get to West Virginia. That's all that matters to me.
You just said 99, and speaking of J.J. Watt, he won the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award that goes for excellence on and off the field. Now, J.J. Watt raised $37 million in just the span of a few weeks, and the great Jennifer Garner, yes, that Jennifer Garner, had this to say about him in a very stirring video.
Hello. Coming in hot.
What's going on?
I grew up in a middle-class family. You know, we weren't rich, but we weren't poor. One thing that my parents always taught me growing up was that there are people out there that don't have it as good as us.
We just wanted them to be able to learn that giving back meant more than receiving.
Yes!
And the difference that it makes for people, and he was always amazing with that.
He always encouraged me to volunteer, to sign up for things, to go out into the community and give back. And then in college, it was starting my own foundation.
Good job, good job, good job.
Even a lifetime of service could not have prepared anyone for what happened in August.
Hardy barreled ashore overnight, packing 130-mile-an-hour winds.
We have been praying for quite a while now so we could get some kind of a break.
It's been about 5 months now. 5 months since an American city was devastated by a storm as catastrophic as any in history. Homes destroyed. Families torn apart. Lives left in utter ruin. And as a country watched in despair, one man emerged to give us hope.
JJ!
Come on up. Wow, you guys packed it in there. Hey, let me slide you over.
I try and do as much as I can under the radar, but at the same time, I sit there and I think the more that you do and show people, then it also encourages people to want to help.
J.J. Watt was in Dallas when Hurricane Harvey touched down in Houston, on the road with the Texans in preseason.
I felt helpless. I felt like I was watching my city, these people who have supported me throughout my career, going through such a difficult time.
The pictures told but part of the story. These weren't just houses, they were homes. Entire family histories erased, like that of the Gutierrez family.
Just to lose everything, it's a sinking feeling. And it was not only us, it was all through the street, all through the neighborhood. It looked like a war zone.
You know, you don't have a home. You're homeless. My thing was to find a home for my kids.
As a shocked nation watched the devastation grow each day, J.J. Watt did the thing he had always done best. He decided to lead.
I want to start a fundraiser because I know that these recovery efforts are going to be massive.
I'm going to start this thing. I'm going to put in, you know, my own money and see if people match it. I didn't know we were going to hit 200,000.
We just passed the $1 million mark.
We just passed $2 million.
He's like a guiding light, man. He is a spark.
He plays such a huge part in people's lives, not only in football, but just for everybody.
We just passed the $20 million mark.
I can't say thank you guys enough for everything that you've done so far and you're going to continue to do.
One,
He set a goal to raise $200,000. Instead, in a week, he ended up getting 200,000 different people to donate, which added up to more than $37 million. But the money was always just the start. JJ got his and thousands of other boots on the ground, making sure the donations went to those who needed it most.
I would go up to the FEMA distributing places to get help. They even told me my only hope was to wait and to see what JJ Watt would do.
What we're going to do is we're going to rebuild homes. We're going to restore childcare centers and after-school programs. We're going to provide food for those who need food. And we're going to provide professional medical services, both physical and mental health.
Without him raising all this money, we definitely would not have our home at all.
I was in tears. You know, my kids are going to be back home.
It was a huge answer to our prayers.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for everything.
Oh, my pleasure. Welcome home.
As the city worked to rehabilitate, JJ ended up alongside it, with a leg injury sidelining him for the season. But hard work is nothing new to this man. No one else in that moment, in that city, could have done what JJ Watt did. No one else could have led the way so powerfully from devastation to hope.
Even though he's hurt, he wanted to show that you could still go, you're strong. You know, never give up.
He cares. He cares about everybody. He cares about his community. He cares about the people.
You know what my wife said? What
she said?
Your mom and them raised you, right?
Oh, I appreciate that.
He's just been a beacon, not just in Houston, but for our programs all across the U.S.
Every single day, there's a brand new reason for why it's worth it.
Wow, looks nice. We're happy to have you guys home.
Yes, sir.